Let's take a moment to think about sacrifice in the Bible. What impressions do you get? What are the images that stand out? Let's just think about it for a few seconds. I tend to think about animal sacrifices, you know, with altars and rituals and maybe even the foreshadowing of the sacrifice of Christ. But not all sacrifices are so sort of formalized. You know, we're all making a sacrifice right now. But that's probably not how we view it, right? We're giving up a week right now that we could be spending doing any number of other things. And those things would require sacrifices too. A sacrifice is a sign of commitment. And if we make commitments away from God, we can gradually lose connection with him. The last words that John wrote in his first letter to the Ecclesias were, "Keep yourselves from idols." This can be a hard idea to relate to, but when people have talked to me about it, we generally agree that there are things in our lives that act like idols. Things that we unfortunately allow to get in the way of our relationship with the one true God. This analogy becomes more uncomfortable, however, when we consider that we actually make sacrifices to those idols, and sometimes we enjoy making them. Sacrifices aren't just big formalized events, and although we can tend to view them as difficult and awkward and sort of painful but necessary, that's not how God intends them to work. Probably the most important sacrifices we make are those that have their biggest impact inside us. In 2 Corinthians, Paul asks, "What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." We have to make a clear decision about the sacrifices we make in the temple of God. Who are we going to offer sacrifices to? The first sacrifice Abraham made to Yahweh wasn't made on an altar. He made it as he and his family got up, probably early in the morning, and left behind everything they found comfortable and everything familiar. The man then known as Abram started basing his decisions on someone he couldn't see, someone he was only just beginning to understand. Abraham didn't make that sacrifice out of fear. There was no condition on God's request so that Abraham had to go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you, or else. There would have been excitement in Abraham's family, an incredible joy that the creator of the entire universe was prepared to make a covenant, to make a promise to him. So Abraham responded out of love. Similarly, God doesn't want us to make sacrifices just because we should demonstrate our fear of him, or so that we feel weakened and deprived. It's true that the humility these things create must play a part. We need to continually repent to be on the right path, remembering that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. But sacrifice doesn't have to be a negative experience. We can get a powerful sense of peace, fulfillment, and even joy from making a conscious effort to choose God. Psalm 100 tells us to make a joyful noise and to serve Yahweh with gladness, for Yahweh is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We also know from 2 Corinthians that God loves a cheerful giver. It is clear that the Jews at the time of Jesus weren't cheerfully giving. However, their Lord did provide opportunities for a real connection with God if they had the faith of Abraham to see the deeper meaning. In Leviticus 2, the method of the grain offerings is recorded. And those were voluntary sacrifices that the Jews could make to God as a token of love and gratitude. Some have even described the opportunity as inviting God to share in the many gifts he had given his people, like a guest at their table. Similarly, we should be happy when we make sacrifices to God and make him the centre of our focus. We are giving up a week to be here, but that time doesn't really belong to us. The satisfaction we get comes from restoring the emphasis to God, where it should be all the time. Everything and all glory belongs to him. So how do we make the right sacrifices, and how do we know we're offering them to God? Sacrifices that are acceptable to God may not have much benefit for us right now. Perhaps they might not promise us anything in a direct way. In Isaiah 58, God expresses his anger towards the Israelites who were making fasting, which should have been a time of self-denial, all about themselves. Our God says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out into your house?" One of the best sacrifices we can make for God is to give what we have to help people towards his kingdom. All of us have this ability. So what's one small way we can start doing this right now? When you were outside a couple of minutes ago, you probably didn't see many hungry people. In fact, most nights you'll probably see me camping around the supper table. But there's a high chance that this week you'll see someone struggling under a heavy burden. In fact, if we all had a glance in the mirror, we'd remember the problem. We're all pretty much dying. We're oppressed by our own nature, by our own poor decisions. But God can give us freedom in Jesus. This, we know, is a process and a very personal journey for each of us. But it is vital that we get involved. No one can make it to the kingdom alone. What if I left it up to others to encourage my friend in their journey while those others were leaving it up to me? Study week's a great time to have serious conversations, or even just share a point from discussion groups. If we can help start a process in someone by sacrificing a little bit of time, then we are showing Christ to them. And that is an acceptable sacrifice to God and an enjoyable sacrifice to make. Even a sacrifice made for others will help us grow closer to our Heavenly Father. And the best thing about those kinds of sacrifices, and most kinds of sacrifices when you think about it, is that they get easier with practice. When we think about the influence Abraham had on the people around him and the way it pleased God, we can begin to get real enjoyment from the sacrifices we make for God.